My name is Casey Karst, and I'm here to talk to you today about Polybase for SQL Server 2016. We created Polybase because in today's modern world, businesses need to leverage all of the data that they have at their disposal to make the best decisions possible. In the past, businesses relied heavily on SQL Server and relational data to make the decisions. But with the emergence of connected devices in the IoT scenarios, there's a wealth of new data available that's getting stored in Hadoop and HDFS. Polybase acts as the bridge between SQL Server 2016 and Hadoop, allowing you to use the normal T-SQL syntax that you're used to query data that's both in relational format within SQL Server and semi-structured format in Hadoop. You can use all the same T-SQL and BI tools that you're used to connect these two disparate pieces of data seamlessly and easily. So a quick overview of Polybase. Polybase connects SQL Server and Hadoop. As a customer, you can write a query like the one on the left here, where you do a select star from SQL Server, join it to a Hadoop table on some common key. Once that query is submitted to SQL Server, the SQL engine does a cost-based optimization on whether or not it wants to reach into Hadoop and stream the data set back if it's small, or it can convert the T-SQL statement that you just wrote into a MapReduce job, push the MapReduce job into Hadoop, take advantage of the parallel processing that's available there, and then it only streams back the results. It should be noted that the real benefit of this is it's all in T-SQL that you know and love. You don't have to learn MapReduce or Java, and you can reuse the existing tools that you have and interact with external tables as if they're local tables. The same idea works for Azure Blob storage. You can write a query like the one on the left, replacing Hadoop with Azure Blob table, and you can reach out into the cloud and pull in data to SQL Server seamlessly and easily. Now, you might look at this and say, you know, Hadoop data can get really large on the scale of terabytes and petabytes. How is a single SQL Server instance going to handle that type of data volume? Well, we've solved this solution with this Polybase scale-out group. As you can see here, you can link multiple SQL instances together into a Polybase scale-out group, where each SQL instance connects to each data node in the HDFS cluster. This allows the query that you submitted to the head node to be broken up into multiple pieces and distributed across the SQL side. Because each SQL instance connects to each of the data nodes, you can rapidly ingest data in parallel, so you can increase performance. This is a great solution if you have those always-on availability groups sitting idle, waiting for a failover. You can now use those resources that have otherwise been idle and put them in this Polybase scale-out group and use their computation more effectively. Now that we know a little bit about Polybase and why we built it, let's dive into the three key scenarios that Polybase enables. It allows you to load data, interactively query data, and age out old data. So for loading data, you can use Hadoop or an Azure Blob storage as a landing grad for these sensor data. You can then load up large amounts of that data into SQL Server at a single time so that you can run multiple processes over it and you don't have to worry about network issues or latencies. The next thing that you can do is if you want to periodically query data and reach out into Hadoop or Azure Blob storage, you can do that using interactive queries that we just went over in the previous slide. This is a great ability to join relational data and semi-structured data on the fly to get a feel for the type of insights that you're looking for. Finally, because storage costs are a premium within a SQL Server instance, you can age out cold data and move it to HDFS or Azure Blob storage at a cheaper cost for you. But you can always either load the data back in or interactively query it if you need to look back at the older data. Setting up Polybase is super simple. There's three main constructs that we have to go over. The first one is creating the external data source, which is what are we connecting to? Is it a Hadoop cluster? Is it an Azure Blob storage? Next thing that we have to do is create an external file format. This allows Polybase to decode the data on the way in. Finally, you have to create an external table, which is very similar to creating a local table. You just have to give it a little bit more information about where to go collect the data. Let's start from the top and look at the external data source. Here we create one called Hadoop cluster. We give it the type Hadoop, the location, which is the IP address of the head node and the port. And then if you want to do the pushdown computation like we talked about earlier, you have to give the resource manager location and port as well. It should be noted that you only have to do this once per Hadoop cluster. So if you continually store your data in the same Hadoop cluster, you set this up once and you never have to touch it again, which is pretty easy to do. The next thing that you have to do is create your external file format. In this case, we named the file format text file. We give it the format type of a delimited text, and it's pipe delimited. Again, you only have to do this once per file format. So if your data is consistent in its file format, you do this once and you don't have to worry about it again. Finally, to create the external table, you give it a table name, in this case, customer. You define the schema. And all you have to do extra is you define the HDFS file path location. You tell it the data source that it needs to code connect to and the file format. And after that, you can query that table as if it is just any other relational table within SQL Server. But in reality, it's reaching out into either Hadoop or Azure Blob Storage and pulling that data back. Now we have time for a demo. But before we look into it, I kind of want to paint this scenario that we're going to talk about. So imagine you're an auto insurance company trying to better determine who's your most risk customers. In the past, you could use the relational data that you had with basic demographics about the customer, their age, where they live, how far they have to commute to work. And you can try to use this to get an idea of who's the most at-risk customer. But there has to be a better way to do that. In the modern age of sensors, that's enabled. If everyone had a sensor in their car, like in this demo, you can get immediate feedback of who's driving quick, who's driving slow, and you can actually use people's real driving behaviors to change how much you charge them for auto insurance. So we're here in SSMS looking at the auto insurance example that we were just explaining a second ago. So here you can see a relational table called insurance customers with the standard schema you would expect to see from a customer table within SQL Server. There's a customer key, a geography key, customer's first name and last name, their date of birth, marital status, gender, the total number of kids that they have, their yearly income, address, phone number, and commute distance. Now, in the past, auto insurance companies would use data somewhat similar to this to determine what your insurance rate was going to be. But at no point in here does it really describe your driving patterns. It describes something about your life, not how you drive. In this example, we're going to show how you can actually make that a better solution. But before we dive into that, I just want to do a really quick introduction to the configuration that we're going to be running so everyone is on the same page. We're running a Polybase scale-out group, as you can see here. We have one head node machine that's also doubling as a compute node. So the head node that you actually submit the queries to does some computation as well. And we have two other compute nodes that are attached. So this is that scale-out capability that we were describing before. We're also going to be querying a Hadoop environment. It's Hortonworks HTTP 2.0 on Linux. And that's where the sensor data is going to be located. So as we described earlier, the three main steps that you have to do to query external data sources with Polybase is create the external data source, create the external file format, and create the external table. So we'll start with this example here, where we create an external data source. We name it Hadoop HTTP cluster. The type is Hadoop. The location is the name node IP address, which you can see here, and the port. If we wanted the pushdown computation, we have to give the resource manager location, which is the resource manager IP address, and the port. So let's see how quick we can create an external data source. That took under a second to reach out and make that connection with the Hadoop cluster. And you can see it here using the sys external data sources table. You don't want to query the sys table, you can also look at the Object Explorer. Under External Resources, you do the dropdown, and you'll see here the Hadoop HTTP cluster. So let's keep moving down through the example. The next thing that we have to do is create the external file format. We have this section of the script where we create an external file format. We name it text file. The format is a delimited text file, and it's pipe delimited. So again, we can see how quickly we can do this. Definitely under a second that time, we've created our file format that we can reuse in the future. If you want to check it here on the Object Explorer, under External Resources again, there's File Formats. And here's the external file format we just created. Last but not least, you have to create an external table. So everything above here, besides the external part, is exactly similar as creating a relational table on SQL Server. But the only extra piece of information that you have to give is the HDFS file path under location, the data source. This will tell Polybase where to go reach out and pull in the data, and the file format to describe the data in that location. So we quickly create an external table that's been successfully created. Under Tables, you'll see an external table tab. Free refresh. We can open that up, and we can see the sensor data table that we just created. And it's really that simple to set up Polybase and get it enabled. So you don't have to do this step, but it's really important for larger data sets is create statistics on the external table. So we'll run this really quick. And this just speeds up performance of your query to make it faster. So now that we've done everything to set up Polybase, how about we explore the data a little bit? So if we look at just the relational data, it's exactly what we looked at a minute ago. Again, the customer key, geography, first name, last name, birth date, relational data at its best. But now let's look at that sensor data. We're doing a select star from it too. So right, what happened in that 1 second was I submitted this query to SQL Server. It reached out to Hadoop and pulled all of that data back into SQL Server. None of this data is stored locally. It did it all on its own using Polybase. So if we look through the sensor data, we have a sensor key, a customer key, geography key, a speed, and a year measured. Now you can get a lot of insights from this data, but if you actually found a customer that was speeding, so their speed was greater than 60 miles an hour or 70, you would have to take the key and go look it up in the relational database. Now this is pretty hard, and you'd say, you know, I probably wouldn't do this one off. I would either transform the data in Hadoop and import it, but that takes a lot of time and it takes jobs to do that. And it's also using the storage on the local SQL server. With Polybase, you can do something like this where you want to find the two fastest driving people in your data set. Well, you do the top two, you find the max speed, and you join the insurance customers, which is your relational data, with your sensor data, which is your external data, on the customer key. And it's really that simple. It's just as if the external data is local. So let's do a quick run of this and see how quickly that comes back. So here we see the two fastest driving customers that we have in the data set. Jesus Navarro, who was born in 1959, he's age 47. He's married, he's male, he has zero children. He lives within a mile of work, and he drove 130 miles an hour in 2006. Well, there's nothing here that would really alert me that he would drive that fast, but evidently he's done that before, so maybe that should change his rate a little bit. The next fastest driver was Bethany Shi, who's 81 years old and married, and she drove 90.9 miles per hour in 2008. So again, these are non-typical customers who are driving, you know, the fastest in the data set. This is new insights that you wouldn't expect using just relational data. So you've seen the power of Polybase and how quickly these examples can happen. I mean, we pulled in the top two out of 10,000 customers in under a second, which is amazing speed to really get this level of insight. But that's not just all that we can do. You can also use standard BI tools that you know and love, like Excel and Power BI, to look at this data again, but in a visual representation, not just as SMS. So let's take a dive into this and look at the same data, but using Excel. Here we go. So here's that same relational data set. And you'll see we've done a little bit of filtering with Power Pivot, where we've grouped the customers by their commute distance and the total number of children. So you can see it's a pretty well sampled data set. More people live closer to work than further away. And you could maybe derive some sort of algorithm to say, you know, if you have more kids and you live further away, you drive more or something like that. But that's a lot of anecdotal evidence that isn't necessarily supported by the data. Again, we look at our external data, which is our sensor data, and we can see interesting things like average speed by year. So here you'll see, look, in 2009, customers drove just over 47 miles an hour, and in 2008, they drove 45 miles an hour. Well, that's a 2 mile an hour difference. Maybe something happened locally that caused that change. We could investigate that data. But this still doesn't tell you what we're looking for is which customers are most at risk. With the Polybase joined data, we can filter by year measured and speed, and we can get a detailed list of all the customers who were breaking the law by speeding. And again, we said our top customer earlier was Jesus Navarro, who was born in 1959, and we see him here in the top of the list. And so that just shows how you can use standard BI tools and SSMS to explore both relational data and semi-structured data in a single place to gain deeper insights about what's going on with your business. So we just saw the power of Polybase and its ability to connect relational data stored in SQL Server with semi-structured data stored in Hadoop. I hope you learned a lot today, and I hope we showed how easy it is to connect these two disparate data sources. Thank you so much for taking your time to watch this, and I hope to see you next time.